Coach, while we're waiting on any questions, if you could take a minute to comment on your team as they enter the Ole Miss game on Saturday.
Well, we're really excited to go to Ole Miss. You know, they have one of the greatest offensive minds in football down there with Lane Kiffin, and have a great quarterback in Matt Corral, and really, really fine running backs and a good O-line. And defensively, they're playing lights out, flying around the football. We're looking forward to an early game down there. Obviously, when you go get embarrassed, as we did last week, the only thing to get you over that is going and playing another football game. So we're excited about all that and looking forward to answering questions.
Coach, your first will be from Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam, how you doing today? How do you think the guys have responded this week? I guess the coaching staff and the players. How have you guys bounced back this week, do you feel like?
Well, I think we've been great. I think practices have been really good. The teams responded well. We, you know, win or lose, we come in on Monday and put the game behind us. You have to if you win, too. You know, you have to put it behind. And we've had some awful big wins this year, and we had to flush it and get ready for the next opponent. And obviously we have a great opponent we're playing this week, and a lot of respect for them and their program. And I don't think that'll affect us one bit what happened last week, like it should when you win big games.
And I know Ole Miss will have a big crowd there, but I think their stadium seats around 60-some thousand, so, you know, about 30,000 less than you guys faced at Georgia, but I'm sure they'll make a lot of noise. But how much do you think going through what you did last week will help you in terms of handling the crowd noise and all those type of things?
I think it should help us a lot. You know, anytime that you lose a game or go into a different environment, if you can learn from it, it should help you quite a bit for the rest of the season. So hopefully it does that for us.
Thanks.
Next we'll go to Andrew Hutchinson of Hogby.
Hey, Coach. I was just wondering what you thought about how St. John and Crawford have looked at guard this week, and do you anticipate them maybe playing some this week?
Well, I think St. John's maybe a little ahead of Ty Keyes as far as, you know, assignment sound football. But I think that's the move. I think you move them both in there. I'm not positive, Andrew, exactly how much either one of them will play at that guard position. But I think that's the move for what we're doing offensively. You know, having those big guards in there. I've always been a favorite of having huge guards, and moving those guys in, I think, will help us in the long run. Even though, you know, we were, you know, we have to get better at that position. The other kids worked hard this week as well. But I think St. John's, to answer your question, I think St. John's a little ahead of where Ty Keast is as far as assignment goes.
And then also, I noticed you flipped sides with them. St. John went from left tackle to right guard, and Crawford from right tackle to left guard. What went into that move?
Well, obviously you have to feel like which one, who you're going to go try to attack, whether you're going to try to attack the right guard or the left guard, and who's maybe more ready to play. And so we thought that our help to try to get help quicker on the field, we were looking at that right guard position to challenge with Bo and Ty over there. We felt like we would challenge that position, and so we put whom we thought was more ready to play over there, and that's why we switched St. John from left to right.
Thanks, Coach.
Next, we have Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam, on Monday, Lane Kiffin said that they, you know, respected your defensive plan last year so much, they borrowed a lot from it and essentially run some of the same stuff. How can that impact the game, like knowing teams a little bit from them?
Well, I think both twofold. I think they probably, I don't know, I'm not speaking for Coach Kiffin, but they probably did a little bit more good on good, practice against each other. It's very convenient. Obviously, each defense has their own twist and things that they do differently than the other one. But a lot of similarities, and we've actually gone more good versus good this week than we have since the fall camp, simply to get the speed of it. And if the defense is going to be similar, you'd like to get practice against better and more physical players. So that's what we've done. And I don't know if there's an advantage for us or them, to be honest with you. It's just, you know, you're able to get better speed and better athletes participating against each other during the week. At least that's what we've done.
Okay, and then kind of a two-part thing here. If you look at their fourth down numbers, you might have to be prepared to play four downs of defense more often. I wonder what you think of, you know, having to do that. And then from an analytics standpoint, you guys have gone on fourth down four times. How much do you rely on analytics? Do you have an analytics guru on your staff?
We have an analytics guru. I do it more on field than I do analytics. I think Coach Kiffin's gone for it a little over five times a game on fourth down, and they've only punted nine times. So obviously he's, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but I'm assuming he looks at that maybe a little bit more than I do. A lot of my decisions go on feel of the game and things of that nature, and what's the score, and you know, how's our defense playing, all those type things. And I'm sure that's what goes into coach's mind too, but he probably is a little bit smarter with analytics than I am.
Next, we'll go to Nate Allen.
You mentioned that you're going to maybe do some things differently with the officials when you bring them in for practice. Did you have them, like, call things tighter or have them critique, you know, the team or anything like that?
Well, we just went over the reports with our staff, and they're relaying it to the players, and, you know, we're pulling players off when we have penalties that, you know, are blatant that we see and they call, and we're just trying to, you know, we're doing some things in individual about wide receiver blocking and so forth. A lot of watching the ball on the D line, just trying to emphasize it on an individual. I think that's where you can learn more than team, because you have your own individual unit. And you can set up drills to try to get those things corrected.
Thank you.
That's with Mike Griffith, AJC.
Hey, Coach Pittman. Hey, Kirby was on a little bit earlier, and he was talking about how much defense needed to improve. He said that they got to get a lot better with gap control. He said they got to tackle better in the secondary. Did you see some things watching film, maybe some opportunities you guys missed?
No. I mean, the thing with Coach is, you know, I'm not speaking for Coach Smart, but that's just your team has to get better. And I think that's, to me, that's him saying that, you know, the team that gets better during the year is the one that can play for it all at the end of it. And each week you have that opportunity to get better. No, I mean, we were not a threat to them in our blocking schemes. We had one nice option run, and that's about it during the game. So I think Coach is probably just saying, you know, each week you have to get better. And I'm sure he's looked at film and seen where maybe they weren't handling a double team or whatever it may be like he wants. And he just continued to push his team, because even if you're one of the best in the country, the only way you're going to win it is to get better every week. So that's what we're trying to do as well.
Thank you, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Next is Blake Topmeyer of USA Today Network.
With these drop eight coverages that are starting to become a little more prevalent in the SEC, why do you think we're seeing that? Is it simply a response to passing games and quarterback play, or do you think there's something even more to it than that?
Well, originally for us, that's what it was. You know, for us, it was, you know, anytime you're you have linebackers that can run, and you can protect your secondary, and you have three good linemen. Hopefully two of them at least can be good pass rushers. You can rally around the ball as long as you have speed on defense and bend, but certainly hope you don't break against the run. That's originally why we put it in against Mississippi State, simply because of their air raid passing game, and then ran it again against Ole Miss because of Lane Kiffin and Matt Corral and all their Drummond and Sanders, all their great wide receivers. And what you worry about is people running the ball on you, you know, which we've had really good success take away the Georgia game against the run. So I think that's why they're doing that. Another thing would be, because if you got corners and safeties that can man-to-man guys in this league, well, then certainly you want to go after the quarterback with more, you know, with five rushers minimum. So for us, it was just the fact that we weren't quite where we wanted to be in man-to-man coverage, and we had, you know, our D-line, we didn't have as much depth before, so it just worked out for us.
Do you think, could this change the way guys recruit? I mean, do you need more DBs and fewer linemen if you're going to play this type of defense, so you recruit numbers differently, or do you think it'll have that much of an impact?
I think we'll have some impact. I think everybody now is, you know, I'm not everybody. A lot of folks are looking for that pass rushing defensive end, that big, long, rangy guy, defensive end. And then, you know, linebacker-wise, you may end up, you know, you have nickels and you have boundary safeties and all that. Those are all linebacker-type bodies in this particular defense that we run. And so I think it could affect recruiting some. You might end up getting more numbers in the back end, but you still need great defensive line. We learned that lesson last week, you know, playing Georgia. So if you had a good defensive lineman, you can cause a lot of problems for people, just like what Georgia's doing. Excuse me.
That's all of our time, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.